Hi, I'm Steve McClellan, author of the book Full of Bull, and after 32 years as a Wall Street insider, I'm still dumbfounded by the frequency with which misleading terms that are casually tossed about on Wall Street pose as obstacles to sound investment. And one great example is this euphemism, correction. In late November, I noticed in all the headlines, once the Dow Jones average and the S&P index had sunk to a level 10% below the highs that were reached back in October, the market was officially termed as a correction. What does a market decline correct, I might ask? And if it does correct something, then why was the September-October rise of 11% in the market, why was that called a recovery? Isn't the opposite of a correction an error or a mistake? Shouldn't a rising market be called a mistake? The point here is that Wall Street is so favorably biased, so positively skewed, not just in describing the overall market, but also in brokerage stock opinions, that investors are done a disservice. They're basically influenced by this cheerleading, and they're led astray by the unbalanced directives. And you just can't take the Wall Street literally. And that's why I subtitled my book, Do What Wall Street Does, Not What It Says, to Make Money in the Market. The street abhors negative imagery. It strives always to cast gloomy events in this favorable light. And so this is very misleading for investors. We heard nothing about this term volatility when the market rises, but when the market declines, they call it volatility. When it rises, they call a market gains, rebounds, resurgence. Why? Because Wall Street just routinely underscores the upbeat and masks the miserable. After all, Wall Street is selling, and it's selling mainly stocks, so it just can't be negative, or it won't make any sales. So take a car dealer, for example. Would you say it might be fairly biased attitude in terms of recommending whether you should buy a car? Of course. And a brokerage firm is no different. It sells investments, and you're the buyer. So, of course, it's biased, and of course, it's favorable. And there are other conundrums that are terms like that that I think are similarly misleading or practices. A brokerage firm recommended emphasis lists. These ostensibly consist of prime stock selections, the best stock ideas generated by a diligent research culled by a committee. But the embarrassing truth is these recommended lists, let's just take in 2006, for example, the elite picks actually underperformed the market, and they don't perform materially better than brokerage firms' entire universe of buy recommendations. So I guess you get my gist here. And that brings me to the tantalizing stock price targets that are found on almost every research report. Typically, the time frame is a one-year objective. There's a good chance that the brokerage stock price forecasts are artificially high to help justify a buy rating, or artificially low to help justify a sell rating, maybe. So the bottom line is these price targets are terrific if you enjoy fiction, but don't take them at face value. They tend to be overly favorably skewed to the high side, like I said. Wall Street insiders, by the way, don't take them seriously at all. So in summary, brokerage firm terminology is very self-serving. The individual investor needs to understand the system and recognize the severe limitations of the guidance that flows abundantly forth from the canyons of Wall Street, and never mistake favorable Wall Street investment recommendations as particularly credible or sound or impartial. Thank you.